This sounds completely unbelievable, but I wouldn't use an exclamation at all, because it was a mistake I made, and so why bother to acknowledge it publicly? Well, I know that's not what...
I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. If someone does something unexpected and inappropriate, you might say, why the very thought, or why the very...
idea of his doing such a thing.
Okay. How would you greet a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time? If you wanted to say, how are you? How would you... what expression would you use in that question? Would you say, how are you? Or, how are you? Or, how would you...
How are you?
Okay. And how would you... what would the intonation be in that same question if you were meeting a stranger, if you were being introduced to a stranger?
How do you do?
Okay.
I think the voice would be about the only difference. The inflection and the phrase.
Okay. If a visitor is leaving and you want him to return sometime, what would you say to him?
Come back to see me soon.
Okay. What's a greeting on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And how about on January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Somebody says, will you have time to do this? And you don't know whether you will or not. So you might say, well, I'll have time. And you're kind of inclined to believe that you will have time, but you're not sure. So you say, well, I'll have time.
I may have time.
Okay. Would you ever say, I guess, or suppose, or think, or might?
Yes, I suppose I can do it,
I have to go to town today because I have some what to do.
Some business.
And suppose you're going to buy things. You have some.
Do some shopping.
Okay. Suppose you went into a store and you bought a package, and then the clerk put it in brown paper and he...
wrapped it up.
And then you got home and you...
unwrapped it.
Okay. You bought something from someone at less than he had paid for it, so he had to sell this...
at a bargain.
Okay. Did you buy a thing? No, I didn't, because it what too much?
It cost too much.
Okay. If you get some books out of the library after a couple of weeks, they'll be...
overdue.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
dues.
Okay. If you don't have any money, you have to...
borrow some.
Okay. And in the 30s, money was very...
scarce.
Okay. Boys get on a sled and go down a hill. You'd say they what down a hill?
Coasting down a hill.
Okay. And suppose somebody's, a boy is going swimming and he tries to dive, but he messes it up and he lands flat on his stomach.
Belly buster.
Okay. A child squats down on the floor and puts his, sort of tucks his head under and rolls over. What do you call it?
That's a somersault.
Okay. Did he swim across? Yes, he...
swam across.
Did he dive in? Yes, he...
dove in.
Okay. Did he drown? Yes, he was.
He drowned.
Well, he was...
drowned.
Okay. A baby gets down on all fours and what?
Crawls.
Okay. Did he climb the tree? Yes, he...
he climbed the tree.
A child might, if he's playing hide and seek, he might get down behind a big furniture and try to make himself very small.
Might squat down behind the tree.
To say her prayers, a little girl might what down?
Kneel down.
Okay. I'm tired. I think I'll what down for
a
while.
Go take a rest.
Well, but I think I'll...
I can go lie down.
Okay. A man had the day off, and so he what in bed all day?
Stays in bed all day.
Okay. Well, how would you put the verb lie in there?
He lies in bed all day.
And the past tense?
He laid in bed all day.
Did you dream last night? Yes, I
dreamed last night.
And I what early this morning?
Rose early this morning.
Okay, and before I rose, I...
opened my eyes.
Yeah. And when you open your eyes, you...
stretched your arms.
Well, now this is the same thing that I went after before by saying it's when you move from the state of being asleep to this other state.
Before I wait.
Okay. Let's see, if I do this on the floor, you say...
tapping.
Well, if I do it real hard, what do you call it?
Stomped on the floor.
Okay.